Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture. When I looked up the flight, when that door flew off, these people were dead silent. Everyone just quiet. I don't think I could contain it. I think that's free reign to wail on your call button in that situation. Bung, 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 bung. Hey, I don't want to be a pest. Was there a door when I got up? Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And thank you to you for being locked into the show. This is halftime of the show. In a few seconds, I'm going to tell you about another halftime. You might be interested in this. Because this show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've had fun already. We talked some college basketball. We had a guest on. Thank you so much to Mo Cassara from CBS Sports, college basketball analyst. We talked about the domination of UConn. We were able to talk in real time and live about the South Carolina Gamecocks, the women, the ladies. They barely got by Indiana. The final score about an hour ago, 79-75. South Carolina is going to take on Oregon State. We got Stanford and North Carolina State. This is the women. They just got underway. Gonzaga in Texas later on tonight. And then on the men's side, well, I can't give you any of the men's scores without, I think, hitting you with this.
It's time for a JR Sport Brief Show tournament update.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. I feel like I need some pom-poms and what is it, a blowhorn? Not a blowhorn. What do they call that thing?
You're not talking about a vuvuzela, right?
No, that thing from, what was that, from Africa or Brazil? Which one was it? Brazil, right?
Maybe Brazil, yeah, with the World Cup.
Yeah, the vuvuzelas, and everybody was complaining about the noise.
Yeah, sounds like that humming.
Yeah, but no, what's that thing that when they do the sis boom ba, they got that big horn, that fake paper horn that they sis boom ba, and they yell into it.
What? Oh. A megaphone? No.
It can't be. It's paper. It looks like it's made out of...
Like the cheerleaders have, right?
Yeah, it's something that I rolled up in 11th grade.
Yeah. Oh.
We'll find the name of it. But anyway, that music... You know what? Hit the music again. I love it so much.
It's time for a JR Sport Brief Show tournament update.
Yeah, I feel like I'm back in college. Listen, they're at halftime. The North Carolina State men, they're beating Marquette. It's 37-24 at the half. Meanwhile, it's still early. Purdue and Gonzaga are pretty close right now. Gonzaga leads 22-20. They're about halfway through the first half. Okay, stay tuned. We got two more games tonight after these. About an hour and a half, about an hour and a half from now, Houston is going to take on Duke. And then about 30 minutes after that game, Creighton is going to take on Tennessee. And so we'll keep you up to date with all of the games and all of the matchups as the night continues on. Because I know there's some folks out there, they just worried about their money. How about this? On the women's side tomorrow, we got four games as well. LSU, UCLA. It means on Monday night, we could potentially have Iowa and Colorado. We're going to talk about Iowa in a second, specifically the woman who plays for Iowa, Caitlin Clark. Baylor and USC. And then we got Duke and UConn tomorrow on the women's side as well. Yes, UConn, the women are whooping ass too, okay? Gino Auriemma is still out here. Yeah, they lose games every now and then. The 100 million game winning streak died a bunch of years ago. But yes, UConn is certainly still in the mix. And so we've been able to talk about quite a lot tonight. Showed a lot of love to the games and matches that were pretty fun. Clemson last night moving forward over Arizona. Alabama beating North Carolina. Just a lot of fun. Okay? We talked about UConn and Coach Hurley. There's so much comedy. We talked about the beef, unfortunately, that Brian Snitker has with Philly fans. Says he can't even bring his family to the ballpark because the fans in Philadelphia are just rude to his wife. What a shocker there. And then we just talked about some beef between Woody Johnson and the NFL Network. Not happy with the reporting from the NFL Network, even though Woody Johnson, as one of the NFL owners, one of 32, happens to be a part owner of the network. Really has to suck for something that you own to take a crap on you. Woody Johnson says he and his head coach, Rob Saleh, have no beef, that they don't need the distractions. And speaking of distractions, I just told you tomorrow, I was going to take on Colorado in the afternoon. The one person that anybody cares about, Hickey, help me out, pop quiz. Who's the one player that anybody cares about on Iowa?
Caitlin Clark.
That's it. It's Caitlin Clark. The lady who just scored the most points in a single season in college women's history. The woman who has scored more points in NCAA Division I women's history. The woman who scored more points ever, period, flat. In just college women's history, not even the NCAA, pulling up from logo threes, crossing people over. She is abusive. She is a main event. She is a showstopper. She is a one-woman show. She's the most interesting woman in college basketball, dare I say, since, I don't know, Cheryl Miller. She got commercials and deals. I mean, even this week, Ice Cube of the Big Three decided to offer her a big deal, a $5 million deal to play against men in his Big Three traveling tournament. Listen to what Ice Cube offered and why he offered it. This is what Cube told Pat McAfee.
You know, this is a special situation, a special player, you know, that's moving the needle, you know, in a lot of different areas. You know, ratings, attendance, ticket sales, this, that, and the other. So, you know, of course, our sponsors are very interested in a player like this. So, you know, this is our first, you know, look at, you know, a player and going after this aggressively because we know it would move the needle in the league. And that's where we want to be.
Hickey, did somebody mention Reggie Evans? Like, one of our callers mentioned Reggie Evans, right?
Yes, when he said he loved your top six video of floppers.
Yeah, this was years ago. Reggie Evans is in the Big Three. Like, I did hear at one point this week, Kenyon Martin, someone who's never been shy about sharing his opinions, Kenyon Martin said that Caitlin Clark would not last in the Big Three. Like, how the hell is she going to defend Reggie Evans, who is now, I guess, like the Shaq of the Big Three because it's half-court basketball, and when you're the biggest and the strongest, what are you going to do? Good point, touche. Caitlin Clark reportedly would have been able to play in both the WNBA and the 10 weekends of Big Three basketball for $5 million. Not too shabby, right? until you factor in the fact that she's already made approximately $3 to $4 million as a college athlete. She already has a deal with Nike. She's in State Farm commercials. I don't think she needs the money. And how about this? Earlier this week, she was also offered a spot to practice on Team USA women's basketball team. Like, the next thing you know, somebody is going to say Caitlin Clark for president. Like, what can't she do? What can't she be offered? Caitlin Clark is just being offered everything right now. But on the heels of taking on Colorado, she spoke to the media today. And of course, she answered some of these questions. Are you going to take Ice Cube's money? The Olympic practice is next week. Are you going to go to the practice? You can go to the practice maybe and then go to the Final Four. And listen to what Caitlin Clark had to say about it all.
To be honest, I found out about the big three thing at the same exact time you all did. And my main focus is on just playing basketball. I think that's the biggest thing. And like you said, USA basketball is my, you know, that's your dream. You always want to grow up and be on the Olympic team. But lucky for me, I have the opportunity of possibly not doing that because, you know, I want to be at the Final Four playing basketball with my team. But if not, that's where I'll be. And people that are on that roster are people that I idolize and have idolized growing up. So just to be extended a camp invite is something you have to be proud of and celebrate and enjoy. So, but more than anything, my focus is on winning these two games, and that's exactly how it should be. And, you know, I honestly don't talk about those things with really anybody. You know, I have other people that deal with it, and they haven't said a word to me about it. And my main focus is on this team and, you know, helping us find a way to beat Colorado and hopefully win another one after that.
She's 22 years old. She's 22 years old. Yeah, think about this. A couple of years ago, the idea that a 22-year-old athlete above the table, not under it, a 22-year-old athlete could make about $5 million while still playing. This is crazy. She doesn't need Ice Cube's $5 million. She doesn't need it. She's only going to go to Team USA basketball camp if her team loses. And if they do lose, you know what she's going to be? On the Team USA Olympic squad. Forget practice. They're going to send her to Paris. She's 22 years old. This is wild. Hickey, we have reached critical mass when it comes to Caitlin Clark. We're there. Like, the only thing that she can do right now is single-handedly win the tournament. And I know she has teammates. Nobody knows who the hell they are. I only recognize them by face. I got it. Well, listen, it's true. I'm only telling the truth. Nobody knows her teammates. I don't need to try to be careful. Nobody knows her teammates. I know them when I see them play. I go, oh, there's the center. Okay. It's the Caitlin Clark Show. People are tuning in to see Caitlin Clark. Ice Cube wants her in the big three because she's a draw. It's to the point now where is she, can she live up to the hype? Like, we've seen plenty of people crash and burn. Ironically, tonight the Los Angeles Lakers are taking on the Indiana Pacers. LeBron James is 39 years old. LeBron James may take a couple of games off because of his ankle. He might disappear here or there to get some rest, but he is 39 years old. In attendance tonight at the Pacers game, we know LeBron James went number one overall in 03. The man who went first overall in 2007 was in attendance. His name is Greg Oden. Greg Oden gave LeBron James a big old hug. Two guys from Ohio, just two guys from Ohio getting together. We know what happened with Greg Oden. His body, his knees, they said no thank you. And Greg Oden couldn't hack it, could not last in the NBA. Pressure. Unfortunately, another trailblazer. Brandon Roy also didn't last. It was his knees. I mean, I can keep going, and a lot of these dudes is due to injury, but it's just sometimes the hype, it doesn't match. I want to see Caitlin Clark succeed. But I think at this point, especially let's say she has an average rookie season, only averages 17 points, is 7-8 assists, and is an all-star, but she's not the best. She's not dropping 30 per. There are going to be people coming out saying, overrated. Hickey, do you think we've reached the peak of Caitlin Clark? Or, like, is this could be it, you know? Like, when she goes pro, she could be good, but there's no guarantee that she's going to be the best. She may not be the Michael Jordan of this thing.
I didn't think about that, and you may be right. I mean, not just doubting her, but you are right. The bar is going to be so high, and it does. I don't know if you feel this way, but at least, I mean, again, I'm looking at social media, so maybe that's my fault for taking that too seriously, but it does feel like there's a growing number of people that are starting to root against her, starting to doubt her, starting to raise questions about, you know, hey, is she, you know, the best player in the country? Maybe it was Gilbert Arenas, maybe it was someone else, talking about how Juju Watkins is going to, you know, wipe her up and down the floor and all this stuff.
Probably Gilbert, yeah. Probably.
So now we said maybe we shouldn't take his opinion seriously. But you are right in the sense that, like, I mean, the bar that is set for her going to the WNBA, it almost in a way is Zion-like or LeBron-like. It was just insanely high that if you aren't, like, the best player in the league really quickly, it's just people are going to be start raising questions.
Yeah.
It's unfair.
I think Zion is probably the best example. And, you know, I don't think people, you know, you had no idea with Zion. But Zion, he couldn't stay healthy. It was his weight and issues with his feet, his knees. I mean, the guy was in college. He played so damn hard. He was so big. He literally busted out of one of his shoes. Like, this is Zion Williamson here. But there were expectations on Zion. I didn't know who the hell Caitlin Clark was. I know everybody in Iowa knew who she was. I didn't know who this woman was until about a year and a half ago. Zion was hyped since high school. He goes number one overall, and he's been a disaster. More recently, he's been playing out of his mind. 25 points, 7-8 points, rebounds, 5-6 assists, 60% plus from the field. Doesn't even take a three. It's just a bowling ball to the basket. Zion recently has been playing out of his mind. But let's not forget, earlier this year, getting criticized by everybody. Stephen A. Smith's calling him fat, saying that he would eat the whole table. Wow. You got how do I say this? You have Instagram models and pornographic stars who are just saying that, just crazy things about him, raking him through the coals. This was the number one overall pick. He looked like a massive disappointment. And Zion, he looks like an all-star now. Has he turned into a world-class dominator? No. And maybe one day he will. Maybe it'll take 2, 3, 4 more years, and Zion will be just dragging the Pelicans or whoever to the NBA Finals because he's the most dominant player in the league. That still might happen. But if you think about the punches that he's had to take to even get to this point, people are still ready to say something negative about Zion. And he's been hyped since high school. It's been about a year and a half, 2 years, maybe, of Caitlin Clark. $5 million offers. You have other WNBA, not other, but you have NBA, excuse me, you have WNBA players who are pocket watching. How come she's getting a deal? How come she's getting an offer? We're good, too. It's getting crazy right now. It's not like Caitlin Clark is going to go into the WNBA and have a fan club. Those women are going to be looking to take her out. As Hickey said, people are going to be looking at Caitlin Clark waiting for her to fail. This might be peak Caitlin Clark, or she could end up going to the WNBA and in time, potentially, being the best player in the league. We have no idea. That's what makes all of this such a fun ride. But yeah, you're starting to see the naysayers, people rooting against her, talking bad about her and her game. They coming after her with great success. What are they saying? That's why you ain't got no. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. There we go. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. Well, Caitlin Clark got the world at her fingertips. And there's a lot of folks hating on her right now. Think she'll be okay. I just want to see how far she can take this. Is this the peak? Or is there more? I think she'll take her punches when she gets into the WNBA. And I think without a shadow of a doubt, she's going to continue to get better. I want to see her be the best in the WNBA. That's just me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of the best, when we come back from break, oh my God, I can't believe we've seen this. This is peak 2024. We have professional athletes. We have male professional athletes who are being criticized for one particular fashion choice or body accessory choice. I'll tell you what it is and why some people are so upset. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture.
Maestro is an Oscar-nominated movie Bradley Cooper's in, and I'm sure it's a perfect quality, well-done movie, but it looks a little boring. Honestly, I fell asleep during the billboard.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. In a few minutes, I want to tell you about some issues of self-expression. Like they tell you to express yourself, right? That's what they say. Do what you want. But with that self-expression can come some criticism. Before we get into that, I think we have a little bit of a sports update. I think we got a little bit of a news flash here. Where's the super, super, super fancy announcement music?
It's time for a JR Sport Brief Show tournament update.
Yeah, we got one. Hey, it just came out of halftime. North Carolina State is abusing Marquette 40-24. Meanwhile, moving towards the half, Purdue at this second, about 10 seconds left in the game, Purdue is leading Gonzaga 39-36. And so Gonzaga is playing it close. Let's see what happens by the time they get to the other side of the half. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, I want to talk to you about self-expression. And we may have to dive into the guys, the men's side on the other side of the break. Caleb Williams. A lot of people have had some talks about Caleb Williams and whether or not he's a leader. And people certainly remember him crying on mom's shoulder. And then we have a Duke Blue Devil in Jared McCain, who's also expressing himself utilizing nail polish. We'll get into that. I told you on the other side of the break about some of the action on the women's side of the bracket tomorrow. You know, we got Caitlin Clark and taking on Colorado and all of the opportunities that Caitlin Clark is receiving. Well, earlier today, Notre Dame's season came to a close. They lost 70-65 to Oregon State. Now, I've been watching Notre Dame. And I've been watching Hannah Hidalgo. Been watching her all season long because she's from New Jersey. It's my neck of the woods, at least tri-state area. Shout out to everybody listening up in New York. She's been playing throughout the game or throughout the year with like a nose ring. And so there was a point in time throughout the game where the referee basically said, hey, you got to take that out. Okay? The officials said, you have to take out that nose ring. In the second quarter, she sat on the bench. Athletic trainers were trying to take the nose ring out of her face. She said the trainers didn't know how to take it out. And she said her nose ended up bleeding as a result. After the game, she said she got no explanation why the refs decided to, you know, in the middle of the game, make her take the nose ring out. She says, I thought it was BS because I'm on a run. I'm on a roll. I scored two baskets, and then having to sit out for all that time, I was starting to get cold. I think the officials were worried about the wrong things. They should have reffed the game. The NCAA decided to jump in. The NCAA released a statement citing Rule 1, Section 25, Article 7, head decorations, headwear, helmets, and jewelry are illegal. If a player is found to be wearing jewelry, the NCAA rules state the player is required to remove it at the first dead ball and cannot return until after it is removed. Hidalgo and her coach, Coach Ivy, they just don't understand why this was just enforced during the game after she wore it all year long. Wow. Coach says she's had a nose ring in the entire season. Just what she would have known beforehand. Can't control it. Had to move on. Stoppage of play is never great when you're trying to have a flow. Hidalgo ended with a season low 10 points, 4 of 17 from the field. One of the worst games of her career. Oregon State head coach Scott Ruck said, no idea why she went out the game until he was asked during the post-game press conference. Wow. Hickey, rules are rules, right?
I mean, in the sense of if they haven't been enforced all year long, I don't think the Sweet 16 is now the time for the referees to play hero and say, you can't wear that.
Yeah, I think the opposite, man. It's just...
Really?
Yeah. That means people throughout the course of the year, other people weren't doing their job. Like, I noticed, and it's because they have all these close-ups, I've noticed that she's wearing a nose ring, and you know it's never occurred to me that, oh, she should take it out because I'm not the referee. Maybe so much more if it was an NBA game, right? If I was watching the men play, I know. Like, the NBA has these guys covering up tattoos. They have them putting earrings on or taking them on, taping them up and taking them out. It's just today she couldn't get away with it. This is more so, this says more about all the other referees than the ones today. Because the ones today actually showed up and they did their job. They saw and noticed that she had a nose ring in and she had to take it out. Anything that happened before this, all the other 30-odd games, it sucks. That says more so how bad the NCAA is with rule enforcement. That speaks to their referees. But the ones today did their job. I mean, it is unfortunate. she has to sit there. They're trying to take the nose ring out. They don't know how to do it. They end up injuring her, so now she's bleeding from the inside of her nose. It's just the rules. You got to go by the rules. Now she knows for next year. Don't wear no nose ring. That's what it is. I mean, how many times have you watched a baseball game? And, you know, every now and then, you know, somebody will tell the pitcher, hey, man, take off that ridiculous jewelry. I'm trying to see the baseball. NBA, no jewelry. And sometimes I'm shocked at how much jewelry NFL players wear because they get upset when it gets ripped from their necks and from their bodies. So I don't know. You think she's going to wear jewelry next year? You think she learned her lesson?
Oh, she learned her lesson, all right. That's for sure.
Yeah, no more jewelry. What a tough way for the season to end. This not what anybody wants to go through. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I know March is coming to a close. The madness is all still here. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk more about expression. Jared McCain of Duke has a lot of people upset at him over a fashion choice or a self-care choice. And so does Caleb Williams. I'll explain. A matter of fact, we will hear from both of them on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I remember where I was, too. Broadcasting from home with no sports because we were in the middle of... Well, we weren't even in the middle of a pandemic. It was March. That's when the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio started, in the pandemic, in March. Couldn't talk about anything but the Last Dance. And then progressing into when sports was going to come back and it was just a nutty world. Anyway, I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Thank you to Rich Ackerman for the update on all of the games right before we went to break. Anytime you miss a minute or a second of the show, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We talked about Hannah Hidalgo of Notre Dame, the Lady Fighting Irish, and they made her take out her nose ring in the second quarter. Disrupted her flow. She had the worst game, one of the worst games of her career. She's a freshman. And Notre Dame lost. Now, you can say a nose ring is a form of self-expression. It is. It's jewelry, just like anything else. It's tattoos, hair, clothes. It's all expression. Express yourself, right? That's what they say. Now, we all know, at least here in the United States of America, I would say, I ain't gonna speak for any place else, that it has typically been taboo for men to paint their nails. Now, I think in a lot of cases, it's been more accepted if it's like clear nail polish. More recently, there's been a trend of young men, just men in general, wearing colored nail polish. Caleb Williams, expected to be the number one overall draft pick by the Chicago Bears. A lot of people have looked at this man, and if they've looked at his nails, and we've seen him put derogatory things on his nails, like F you to other teams. I guess that's acceptable if you're throwing around a message to the other team. But he's been known to wear nail polish. You know, even this past week, people are digging up old photos of him wearing pink nail polish to support, you know, Women's History Month. And this is going to be your number one overall pick. I mean, when he goes to Chicago and he's a Bear, is he going to wear orange nail polish? Is that going to rub some of the fans the wrong way? It could. I mean, if he's throwing 30 touchdowns a game, or excuse me, 30 in a season, I don't think people will care much. But anyway, last season, he gave an explanation as to why he wears this nail polish. This is what he told Fox Sports.
It started, I'd say now 3 years ago. It was my last year of high school. My mom does nails, uh-huh. To start it off there, and she's done it for my whole life. And so it's kind of always been around me, and then nobody else does it. I like to kind of do new things. I don't really care what people have to say about it.
So every week it changes?
Every week it changes. Based,
yeah. Oh, there's nothing wrong. I get manicures, man. Yeah, there's nothing wrong. We've got to keep our hands fresh.
Got to keep your hands fresh. This is where all the gold comes from.
I was going to say, this hand right here, this arm is going to take you a lot of places, so you got to keep it looking good.
Yeah, I don't think it's so much about the manicure that bothers folks. Maybe some people, you get a manicure. Like, okay, there's nothing wrong with a manicure, pedicure, you know, whatever, a massage, whatever makes you feel good, right? Not wrong with that. I just think it's the paint, the polish that bothers folks. I really appreciate the fact that he doesn't care what people think or doesn't care what people think about him, and as he shouldn't, because everybody has an opinion and you should do what makes you happy, whatever makes the world go round. Now, there will be people who say that's a little too feminine and masculinity is going down the drain. It's just like, let people do what they want to do. I don't think Caleb Williams is going to have any type of problems with, attracting women if that's what he wants, you know. And if he doesn't, that's his business, too. Who the hell cares? And so he's not just the only person that has been in the line of fire for wearing nail polish. Jared McCain plays for Duke. Duke is about to be in action in about an hour from now against Houston. Jared McCain has been lighting it up on the basketball court. He's a freshman. This man had 30 points against James Madison the other day. He's just lighting it up. Averaged almost 15 points throughout the course of the season. Jared McCain has been wearing gasp. Wait for it. Nail polish. And he's been wearing nail polish in the Duke Blue Devil colors. All right? This man has been now known for wearing the nail polish that he got a name, image, and likeness deal from Sally Hansen. I didn't know who the hell Sally Hansen was. I had to look it up. It is a nail polish, you know, self-care company. They do nail polish and stuff. So he got himself some money from wearing nail polish. I don't think he wore the nail polish with the intention of getting a deal, but he did. And if he did, then God bless him. He's a genius. He actually went on everybody's favorite social media space, TikTok. And Jared McCain, one of the best players on Duke, put up a TikTok while painting his nails and explaining to everybody why he does it. Listen to this.
Just do some self-care time. I think everybody should do some self-care for themselves. For me, it's nail painting. I'm sorry if that offends any of you guys. There's really no crazy reason to it. It helps me not bite my nails. I went into a salon one time and I decided to pick out a color and I thought it looked nice. I know a lot of people disagree, a lot of people don't like it, but I'm just gonna be myself and do what I think looks nice. One of the reasons why I kept painting my nails is I had a game after I painted my nails and I ended up playing really well. So, you know, I'm not crazy superstitious, but I know if I thought it looked nice, I thought it helped me play better. And so far it's worked.
Wow. Wow. You know what? I say do what you want, folks. That's what I say. Just go out there and do what you want. Like, people are going to be upset that he's wearing nail polish. Like, people are going to have a fit that this is how he is choosing to express himself. We ain't got better things to worry about. Dennis Rodman had nail polish. He had hair. He had tattoos. This was 30 years ago he was doing this stuff. And so what's the big deal? Let people do things. Let them express that. Who cares? If you don't like it, you don't have to do it for yourself. Why are people so concerned? Is it something that I would do for me? No. But I also got no problem if you want to have green hair or blue hair or red hair. Pink hair. That's not my business. I don't care. Hickey, what do you think? Why do people care so much? Do you care?
No, I don't care at all. If I was a Duke fan, if I was a Bears fan, I would encourage it because whatever it takes to have these athletes play at their best and be comfortable, that works for me and I have no complaints. I I love this in the sense that I give them a lot of respect because, like you said, they are getting a lot of hate. I mean, they still do it anyway. I don't know if I'd be able to withstand all that, I guess, peer pressure, if you will, or criticism for doing something that is out of the norm that most guys would do. I respect the hell out of them for not being shy about doing it and not caving into what everyone else is saying.
Yeah, I'm with it. And it you listen to some of the comments and some of the responses. They say it's a lot of older guys who take issue with what they do and what they have and what they wear. And I'm just saying to myself, like, get over it. Like, who cares? Like, it's almost worrying about what your next door neighbor is doing in their house. Why is it so offensive to you? I mean, are you now worried and concerned about the entire country? Are we all going down the toilet? Like, who cares? Like, people are spending money, and that's all that matters. As long as people pay their taxes, why the hell else? What else do you care about? It's like the roads are fixed, maybe. Do you have food? Can you get a job? Is this stopping you from getting a job? Like, what's the big deal? And we got bigger things to worry about out here in the world right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I mean, if Caleb Williams is wearing his orange and white nails for the Bears, what are you going to say? If Jared McCain is in the NBA, oh, yeah, by the way, Jalen Green is already in the NBA. I've seen Jalen Green with his nails painted. The man has averaged like 35 points a game for the last, I don't know, what, weeks? Couple of weeks? Houston Rockets' hottest team in the NBA? 9-1, a 10-game winning streak? Come on. Nobody cares about Jalen Green and his nail polish. As a matter of fact, he just had two kids. One by a woman who's just known for having babies. But it does this. To each his own, man. We got to let people go out here and just live. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I know we got a lot of people living on the edge right now. And so what I want to do is give you a update on some of the games.
It's time for a JR Sport Brief Show tournament update.
Yeah. Makes me want to join the cheer squad. People do that too now. There's men in the cheer squad. North Carolina State is ahead of Marquette, 53-42. About 7.5 minutes left in the game. On the other side, Purdue and Gonzaga, they continue to play it close. Right now, they just came out of halftime. Only about 2.5 minutes have gone by. Purdue leads 46-41. I think Purdue is going to win, but Gonzaga playing them tight. So none of that 30-point beatdown that we got last night from UConn. I got no problems. Let's let the and congratulations, Jared McClain, on the nail polish deal. Never something that I thought I'd say on the radio, but here it is. This is what people do. It makes them happy. Then why the hell do I care? I had to tell somebody this yesterday. Do whatever the hell makes you happy, as long as it doesn't hurt somebody else. And this man, this young man wearing nail polish, he ain't hurting nobody. If anything, he's making money. Kudos to him. Me, don't expect me to wear nail polish. Not my thing. Not at all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You know what? Speaking of making money, there's actually a college basketball legend. He doesn't want any of the athletes to make money. He doesn't want Jared McCain to make money for wearing nail polish. I'm going to tell you who this get-off-my-lawn athlete is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move. I'm going to tell you.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/grow.
Hey, everybody, I'm Mark Shanowski, along with one of the NBA's most popular analysts, Stacey King. We're inviting you to join us on the Gimme the Hot Sauce podcast.
So join us every week here in the Hot Sauce Studios, where we'll be talking about basketball, football, MMA, entertainment, and unique viewpoints from a group of sports experts having a few brews. That's right. Listen up on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.